Good morning. This is the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO today. In Medford. Just getting ready and settled for a long morning and an exciting day in sports. Not to mention that, after all, hey, it's day one of spring training. Spring 2020 officially gets underway today. And not to mention, there's a big night tonight in Boston as Bruins and Canadians take flight at the Garden, 7:30, NBCSN. I'll be taking your phone calls here until 8 a.m. at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So stay tuned. In just a few moments, we're going to get the show underway. This is the Shukri Wright Show, kicking off in a matter of moments right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and the TuneIn Radio app.
It's something I said, and maybe it's something I did. Maybe there's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? That recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm. Yeah, 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 yeah. Think back to when a kiss was more than hello, goodbye. When I noticed your haircuts, and when you told me white lies. When words like I love you were more than habit unchecked, you made me feel like I could walk on water. Now I'm up to my neck. Maybe it's something I said, and maybe it's something I did. There's no special reason, but baby, why won't you admit it? Recently what we had going has run its course and gone. It's not that we're cold, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're both a little lukewarm.
In case if you may have forgotten, but today it's officially the start of spring training. Today is officially the start of spring training for baseball. No, the Red Sox officially start spring training today. I know the Yankees also report for spring training today. Pitchers and catchers officially report today. And so forth. We'll get into baseball later in the show, but this morning we're going to start with hockey. Bruins, they got a big game tonight at the Garden against their hated rivals, the Montreal Canadiens. And frankly, anytime you have an opportunity to play your arch rival, regardless of where you are in the standings, makes for good hockey. That's a fact. So that's at 7:30 tonight, NBCSN's Wednesday Night Hockey. Can't wait. That's definitely going to be appointment watching for me personally, especially as a Bruins fan, but even more so as a hockey fan. But with that being said, I want to start off with some scary news that took place last night in the NHL. Last night, in case if you're just waking up and you're just hearing about this, last night the St. Louis Blues and the Anaheim Ducks played at the Honda Center, and there was a medical emergency that took place during the game last night, in which that Jay Bouwmeester of the St. Louis Blues apparently collapsed, and from what I've been reading this morning and late last night, cardiac arrest. So that took place late last night, and first and foremost, I want to say my thoughts and prayers go out to Jay Bouwmeester. I hope you get well, and I hope you that you feel better. But it was a very scary situation last night at the Honda Center in Anaheim. So with that being said, this is what it sounded like on the Fox Sports Midwest broadcast. John Kelly and Darren Pang, just shortly after the players went back to the locker room, as well as the referees had already left the ice and so forth. So again, this is courtesy of Fox Sports Midwest, the television home of the St. Louis Blues. This was the announcement last night.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. And again, we're waiting. But Darren, you are down working the locker room area. What do you know at this point?
Well, this is the official statement from the National Hockey League. Due to the medical emergency involving Blues defenseman Jay Bouwmeester, tonight's game has been postponed, and it will be made up at a later date. So that's official from the National Hockey League, from the St. Louis Blues. I think Bob Murray and his staff deserve a lot of credit for how quickly they were on the phone, obviously, with Commissioner Gary Bettman and with Colin Campbell and Doug Armstrong also on that phone call, to make sure that this is done the right way. And there's plenty of concern from Bob Murray, the general manager of the Anaheim Ducks, and their coach as well. So there was no way that this game was going to go on. You can totally understand why.
Yeah, this certainly is the prudent decision. Again, if you've just tuned in, we had a replay of Jay Bouwmeester skating on the ice, did not appear to be involved in a play or with a player, went to the bench and appeared to collapse. And the Blues players were frantically calling for medical personnel, and they attended to Jay. And Darren, you did say that Jay was alert into the ambulance and has been taken to hospital, and now the game has been postponed.
That's
so
exactly right.
That's what we know.
Eyes open and acknowledging, and
right.
That is all we know, yes. Defibrillators, as you know, normal in any sporting rink, on hand and very close by. So I think the medical staff, the training staff of the Blues, and everybody were expediently as possible, did their very, very best here, and we'll update you when we know more.
So a very scary situation, and again, Jay has gone to hospital. We'll say our prayers. The game has been postponed, and will be completed at a later date. But our concerns, again, Jay's dad was at the game because it's the Blues' dad's trip. His dad, Dan, and all the dads are here. And now the situation is, as we said, he's gone to the hospital, and we'll wait for a further update. But, Darren, the game has been postponed now.
Yeah, and, John, you know, the rest of the dads obviously down here real quickly. They were in a suite not far from ice level, and so they're kind of milling about here by the locker room. The players are undressed and changing, and the fathers are down here as well. So that's what we have from down here at locker room level.
So that's the situation here in Anaheim. The game has been postponed, and say a prayer for Jay Bouwmeester. Back to you, Scott.
That was, again, John Kelly, the television voice of the St. Louis Blues. And Darren Payne, the St. Louis Blues TV color analyst, on courtesy of Fox Sports Midwest, late last night. And according to the most recent report, which was released at around 1:20 this morning, Eastern time, that Jay Bouwmeester, he was alert when he was taken to the hospital, and that the condition for Jay Bouwmeester will be released this morning. It'll be updated. So if we happen to find out anything new between now and the end of the show at 8 a.m., I will pass word along to you as well. So, with that being said, just wanted to take a moment to talk about that and whatnot. But thankfully, they at the arena, like the NHL training staff and as well as the emergency staff, were able to respond very quickly, and thankfully, they were able to respond in a timely manner, but also get him the medical attention that he that is needed and so forth. It's always very scary when you hear about cardiac arrest and heart attacks and so forth. So, with that being said, I'm going to continue on with the show talking about the Bruins, and we're going to jump into what I really want to talk about to lead up the show today. Listen, the truth is that in terms of the Bruins, in given where they are now, they are in a position in which that they are in the driver's seat as it currently stands. And it's a good place to be in. I mean, listen, when you look at the Bruins currently in terms of where they are in the standings, and right now they're still ahead of Tampa Bay in the division, and they're 1 point ahead of Tampa Bay in terms of the league standings. The Bruins have 80 points as of this morning. Tampa Bay has 79. The Capitals are third with 77. So with that being said, I think it's important to point out that, listen, at what one point was looking like a large lead has now suddenly become a very tight race in the Atlantic Division, especially as it pertains to the Boston Bruins. So I think it's fascinating. It's going to be fascinating to watch down the stretch, especially when you look at Boston and Tampa Bay. They're 1 point separates between the two teams. The question becomes, what happens now? What happens next? And what do the Bruins do from here? Because here we are. We got 12 days until the trade deadline, February 24th. And we're going to continue to talk about the Bruins in terms of what they need and guys who I really think they should have an eye on. But there is one particular player that I really believe that the Bruins should really seriously look into. And we'll talk about that during the next segment. So, phone lines are open. Feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So, here we are on this Wednesday morning. Bruins play tonight at the Garden against the Montreal Canadiens. Red Sox spring training starts today. And there's a lot to get into over the next hour 45 minutes and whatnot. So look forward to breaking it all down with you. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for starting your day with the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. So, quick point before I go over the music break. I wanna say that if you are one that looks deep into numbers and looks deep into like historical context, I definitely think this piece of information here, as it pertains to the Bruins is definitely it's interesting. It's interesting here because oftentimes we tend to really look at things with the half glass full and or even overlook certain detail. But I do think that when you talk about what the Bruins are up against tonight in about 13 hours, this is the type of game in which that the Bruins should be looking to take full advantage of the Montreal Canadiens. And the truth is, when you talk about a Bruins team that is coming off a pretty rough loss against Detroit Red Wings on Sunday, this is the perfect game for the Bruins to actually rise up against their hated rivals. And frankly, and dare I say, I think it's imperative that the Bruins not only match the intensity of the Montreal Canadiens, but also, more importantly, show up. And it's great to see that the Boston Bruins are moving on from the game against Detroit and focusing on tonight. Now, that's all you could really ask for, you know? So, this is Patrice Bergeron yesterday talking about and looking forward to their matchup against Montreal tonight at the Garden, in which these are the type of games that you definitely get up for.
Yeah, you know, it's to us, it's always about going back and worrying about the game in front of us. And, you know, I think we've done a very good job of that lately. And, yeah, that's it. We had a good practice today, and we're facing a team that, you know, doesn't take much to get ready for. So it's always fun to play against Montreal. It's always, you know, tough games, but also fun for the fans and everybody. So, again, you know, it's about turning the page and moving on to another game tomorrow.
This month, five back-to-back sets of back-to-back games. How different of a challenge is that? I don't remember that ever happening.
Yeah, usually they're more spread out throughout the year. It's I don't recall that either, but you know, it is what it is. You know, it's if we're in this position, I'm sure a lot of teams are as well. So it's about making sure we you know, stay fresh and you rest when you do have those days off, and make sure you're ready to go when need be.
Berg, I know that you guys obviously have worked out their game with some steps, but just the fact that this team and this could be their season on the line. How aware are you guys about and the intensity of the moment?
Well, I think as the season progresses, you know, you see and sense the desperation from a lot of teams, and I think it is a good thing for us and for everyone. So, you know, it's great hockey. It's the type of games that you want to play and be a part of. So, again, you know, we know when that happens and that desperation comes in, they're not easy games. You know, they're tough and hard fought and tight checking. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's what we need to get ready for and kind of looking forward to it.
Have you noticed much what the difference Kovalchuk has made in Montreal since he's been there?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched the games, but I've obviously noticed him on the score sheet a lot and on the highlights. So, you know, he's a great player. You know, he's been an elite player for many, many years. And, again, you know, it's another guy you have to pay special attention to tomorrow and be ready for him and his drive, but also the way that he shoots the puck.
That was Patrice Bergeron yesterday talking with the media inside the Bruins locker room at Warrior. Now, I want to point out something that I ended up taking away from what Patrice Bergeron was saying. You know, this is the time of year in which, and he said it himself, that teams are entering desperation mode. And frankly, he's right. But thankfully, the Bruins are in a position where they're going to be looking to buy. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. However, for teams that are on the bubble, this is do or die. Like, if you are, say, for example, Carolina, you're 2 points behind Philadelphia, who still maintain the second spot in the wild card standings in the East, and as well as for teams like Florida, and like that, I mean, don't look past Montreal, although they're 8 points out of a second wild card spot. But the fact of the matter is, like, especially for Montreal's case, since they're coming here to play the Bruins tonight, this is a must-win game for Montreal. And I know people are really iffy with, in terms of, oh, why do you say that? It's a must-win. It's February. Hello. Have you not realized that teams are basically coming down to their final 25 games of the season? And then on top of that, Montreal is in a position where they have to be collecting points. They need W's. They need points. And they're 8 points out of a second wild card spot behind Philadelphia in the East. In Philadelphia this year, hate to break it to you, they are that team that could give a lot of teams in the East fits. So that's definitely something to be said there. So with that being said, I'll be taking your phone calls at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And coming up next, I got to tell you, there's two players, but there's one player in particular that has my attention. And I really do think the Bruins should do all that they can to actually get this player. I'll tell you who I'm thinking and what I'm thinking coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio, here with you until 8 a.m. So stick around. Thanks for listening. You're listening on 91.5 WMFO in Medford and the TuneIn radio app.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. We'll be right back. hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tusk Free Form Radio. Before I continue, let's do this PSA and the station identification quickly, just to make sure that everything is up to par in accordance to the station's policies. So, with that being said, here's the PSA brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
This is the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford at 6:31 on this Wednesday, February 12th, 2020. A phenomenal day indeed. In Boston, in the world of sports, as well as even for the mundane sports fan. But either or, it's a phenomenal day. Rise up, Boston. Wake up this morning. And thanks for tuning in to the Shukri Wright Show to start your day. As I stated at the beginning of the show, you have to start a Red Sox spring training today. Pitchers and catchers start, as well as for several other teams, including their arch rival New York Yankees. Some teams started yesterday, like the Twins, for example, and whatnot. So baseball is back. Baseball is back. The off season is done. Spring training is here. And in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking all things baseball. That I can rest assure you. Because we have a lot to get into in terms of the Red Sox, in terms of Major League Baseball. And one idea that was proposed that I am absolutely not a fan of at all. But I'll talk about exactly what that is during the 7 o'clock hour as I'm here with you until 8 a.m. this morning. Feel free to call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So feel free to call in to offer your thoughts. But in the meanwhile, this hour, we're going to be talking about the Bruins and whatnot. And I want to spend some time talking about one player in particular the Bruins should actually really focus their efforts on. And talking about this one player in particular that I really think the Bruins should really go after. Now, I know this may seem a bit insane, but I don't think it is. And there was a column that was written by Matt Porter. He's a writer for the Boston Globe. He covers the Bruins as part of Sunday Hockey Notes. He mentioned that the Bruins are still, the Rangers are still deciding whether they want to deal Chris Kreider at the trade deadline, given that, frankly, they're not in playoff contention. And although you have Ranger fans that say, but we still have a chance. Like, no, you realistically don't. And I think, if anything else, if you are the Boston Bruins, this is a guy I strongly feel that you really should pursue after. Allow me to explain. I want to first start off by saying the following. And I think it's important that I make mention of this very important facet here. And the reason why I say that is because when you look at Chris Kreider and what he is and what he has the ability to do in terms of offensively, I can't help but to think this is exactly what the Boston Bruins need. It's a guy who can put on the left wing. He's 6'3", 217. And this is a guy who can absolutely put them in the back of the net. And after all, so far this season, yes, 28 goals and 40 points. 28 goals and 18 assists. And you're looking for a guy who to give you perennial 20 to 30 goals a season, this is it. This is the guy. And I'll tell you, if there's one thing that I'm a strong believer in, is the fact that the Bruins have not had a power forward in quite a while. And for a team that has relied too heavily on a top line that is of Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, and David Pastrnak, they need scoring depth. And Chris Kreider provides exactly that. Now, Don Sweeney has gone on record in saying that he regrets trading away that first-round pick in 2018 when he made the deal for Rick Nash, the last deal that the Bruins did with the Rangers, which also involved Ryan Spooner at the time. So in this case, now this is 2 years later. This is well after you have had an appearance in the Stanley Cup Finals a year ago, and here you are knocking on the possibility of being a President's Trophy winner this season. And frankly, I made my case on Monday that I am absolutely rooting against the Bruins to not win the President's Trophy. That's all. So I made my point on Monday. I'm not going to shy away from it. If you have a problem with that, call me. 855-915-9636. So with that being said, if you really think about what the Bruins' needs are, and the fact that they need secondary scoring, there's two guys that come to mind. But Chris Kreider is the guy who I really, really like. From my years being in New York, watching Kreider play, you know what you're going to get. This is a guy who can score, who could absolutely be physical as well, who brings a physicality to his game. And during the playoffs, he has the ability to show up. He showed up at times in the playoffs. And I really do think that for a team like the Boston Bruins, who have Stanley Cup aspirations, this is a guy that could absolutely bring it, you know? And although I know that his plus-minus is not really that impressive, he's a minus five in his career in the playoffs, but this is also a guy that could score in the postseason, as he has 37 career points in the playoffs and 77 career playoff games all played with the New York Rangers. So although there's a couple of negatives here and there, if you're going to nitpick, fine, but there is an overwhelming positive side to it as well. And that overwhelming positive side to it is the fact that the Bruins, they need that secondary scoring. All right. There are Bruin fans that would say, well, if not the Chris Kreider idea, then who else? Tyler Toffoli? Sure. All right. Fine. If not Chris Kreider, for those that are concerned about the price and the asking price is going to be too expensive, blah, 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 fine. Tyler Toffoli is another option that I think the Bruins should really seriously consider. Is it a bad idea? No. Because after all, you talk about a guy who has the ability, again, another big body winger, 6 foot tall, 197, who has the ability to put the puck behind the net. Sure. No problem. This season, 56 games, he's got 30 points. He's got 14 goals and 16 assists. Not bad, right? No, not at all. And unfortunately, with him, my big knock is that he is a minus player. And this season, he's a minus 7 in terms of plus-minus rating. And he's a minus 16 last season as well. So I'm not really convinced, apart from the goal scoring, that this is a guy that you want out there in defensive situations. I'm not convinced. And I'm not convinced that this is the guy that you want out there, say that if the Bruins have an important face-off that they need to win in their defensive zone, that this is the guy that you want out there. But in terms of their ability to add scoring and so forth, if you want goal scoring, fine. You can definitely get that with Toffoli, who may not cost as much as a Chris Kreider. I get it. Chris Kreider, if, let's say, for example, if the Bruins were to make the deal with the Rangers for Chris Kreider, right? You know that they're going to ask for a first rounder, sure. But wait, Don Sweeney's thinking is, no, I don't want to have to give up a first rounder. But that's exactly what you need, not what you want. You may be asked to give up one of your top prospects, maybe Urho Ruokkanen, maybe. Or someone down in Providence. But the asking price is going to be pretty steep for basically a guy who is going to be a free agent at the end of the season. So, with that being said, I think it's wise that you really take into consideration that there is the aspect of Chris Kreider. I really want the Bruins to make that move and go after Chris Kreider because of the type of game that he plays. He is a perfect fit for this team, for what they need and what they want. Secondary scoring is what they need and what they want. And the physicality is what they need and what they want. Because all I got to tell you, Bruins Nation, is just go back and watch every game of the Stanley Cup Final against the St. Louis Blues from last spring. That's all I got to say. You want someone that can score and that has and that brings a physicality as well. Yes, it's that important. Because there have been times this season where this team was basically being ran at. Opposite teams were taking liberties at taking a run at the Bruins' best player in David Pastrnak and even a Brad Marchand. Brad Marchand has always been a guy who stood up for himself. Case in point, that game against Winnipeg about a week and a half ago. So, with that being said, I think it's imperative that the Bruins really think long and hard in going after Chris Kreider. Because, again, if you are a team that wants to win the Stanley Cup and you're saying, hey, you know what? We're fortunate to have another year that we're in that conversation. We're right there. But, of course, there are no guarantees. But we are right there in terms of having a legitimate chance. This is a deal that you make. I don't think there's really any argument to be had there. This is the kind of deal that you make if you're the Boston Bruins, in which that you're looking for want, but you're looking for need. There's a difference. And Chris Kreider is that guy that fills that need. Now, if the asking price gets too outrageous, depending on what your definition is of outrageous, there's Tyler Toffoli. That's your next best option. And for a guy who this year so far, he scored 14 goals for the Los Angeles Kings, I personally wouldn't see an issue with the Bruins if they say, you know, we're going to go with Tyler Toffoli instead. Fine. No problem. But if you look at his postseason numbers, you see that he has 21 career playoff points and 47 career playoff games, including, obviously, having won the Stanley Cup with the Kings in 2014, beating the New York Rangers in 5 games. And then during that playoff run, that Stanley Cup run, in 26 games for the Kings, he has scored 14.7 goals and 7 assists. And he's a +6 rating during that playoff run. So, with that being said, I think it's interesting in terms of the dynamics, in terms of what the Kings are willing to do and maybe what their asking price may be. That remains to be seen. I think it's going to be really interesting and fascinating to see what happens between now and as well as the trade deadline in 12 days, because a lot can change between now and then. But I do think it's really imperative that the Boston Bruins do their due diligence and look very long and hard, and wish that they're doing already, but really weigh your options in terms of, do you go after Chris Kreider or do you go after Tyler Toffoli? Mind you, Kreider is 28 years old. Toffoli is 27. Both in the prime of their careers and young as well. Coming up next in the next segment, I want to talk about an idea that's been floated around, and even an idea that one of my close brethren has sent to me that's actually got me annoyed. It relates to the Boston Bruins, yes. And this idea was actually posted yesterday by Nesson. And it was talked about locally, which, frankly, Rich really got me really aggravated. And I'm going to talk about it during the next segment of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, in Medford and the TuneIn Radio app. And this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio.
Give me the night. until the morning light.
Cause there's music in the air and lots of love and everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night. Give me the night. Give me the night.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. There has been an idea that's been floating around the last few days, and one in which that has pretty much nearly sent me through the roof. I'm serious. There has been so much talk about the fact that, oh, the Bruins need to get younger. They need to, you know, get a bit more scoring and apart from their top line and so forth. But yet, for whatever reason, people have been talking about the idea of perhaps going after a guy like Joe Thornton of the San Jose Sharks. Now, I gotta be completely honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. That you are listening to one who is not going to shy away from telling you my brutally honest opinion. What the hell are the Boston Bruins fans thinking? Seriously. And the fact that this is even floating out there is making me sick. All right, number one. How long have we been talking about the fact that the Bruins needed, you know, secondary scoring? How long have we been talking about this? Almost 2 years now, right? Right? Okay. So, why on earth do you think that Joe Thornton would be an ideal fit here? But it would be a great story. Okay. I'm not here for stories. And I'm not here for sentimental value either. I really could care less. And I say that sincerely. He has only scored 2 goals and has 22 assists this season. Can you please tell me why in God's green earth should I even remotely entertain the idea that Joe Thornton would be a good fit here? Why? I want you to sincerely tell me why. Why do you think that would be a good idea? Please tell me. Because I'm serious. If the Boston Bruins were to even seriously consider trading for Joe Thornton to bring him back here after he started his career as a Boston Bruin, I'm going to lose it. I'm honestly going to lose it. I'm going to tell you why. Joe Thornton, with all the respect, ladies and gentlemen, he's 40 years old. And this team is already getting up there in age in terms of the core guys, like Zdeno Chara. He'll be 43 in a little more than a month from now. Not to mention that perhaps Bergeron, he's going to be 35 come July. He's 34 right now. Krejci, 33. Marchand, he's 31. What are we doing? Seriously. Boston Bruin fans, what are we doing? And the Boston media, what are you doing even circulating the idea that it would be a feel-good story? It's a great story for this team. I don't care. I don't care if it's a good story. Like, why are we sitting here even remotely entertaining a guy who is barely producing offensively through 56 games for the San Jose Sharks, who's 40 years old, for the simple fact that he was a first overall pick in the 97 draft for the Boston Bruins? He's a future Hall of Famer. He gets one last kick at the Stanley Cup. You know what? I don't care. If he's not going to produce, I don't care. I don't want him. I don't understand, what is it with Bruin fans who are down with the whole idea, let's bring him in because, you know, it'll make for a great story. Seriously, who cares? Who honestly cares? There are people out there that do. Well, I hate to break it to you, but your priorities are in the wrong place, my friend. I'm not sorry for saying that, but your priorities are in the wrong place. Like, you're more concerned about Joe Thornton, the idea of him even coming back to the Bruins. You know what? You might as well just go back and go and get David Backes. Tell me how that worked out. I'm serious. Yes, David Backes is younger than Joe Thornton, but seriously. Why is it that we are so wrapped up in, oh, nostalgia? He started his career as a Boston Bruin. He returns home for one last chance. This is Joe Thornton returning to Boston. One last opportunity to win the Stanley Cup. Coming to you this spring on the networks of NBC. Really? I know NBC would eat this up. Oh my God, it's Joe Thornton. He's back where he started. But you know what? I don't want him. 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 I don't want it. I don't want it so bad that I've already sent out a PSA, and I'm gonna on my personal Facebook, which is off limits. But I'm going to put this out there. If you Bruins fans are even entertaining the idea of bringing back Joe Thornton, please do you and I a favor and slap yourself in the mirror 15 times. Hard. I'm serious. Do that. Do me that favor. Because you're beginning to lose all types of sense. Like, at what point and at what juncture do you honestly think and believe that Joe Thornton would do this team any good? Can someone please tell me? Tell me why Joe Thornton would be a good fit here. Other than the fact that he was original Bruin. He was great when he was... 5 years ago, yeah, sure. You know what? 5 years ago, I'll give him that. Absolutely. He was still producing, giving you 65, 70, 75 points per season. No problem. Not going to be mad. Wouldn't be mad about that. Great passer, you know. One of the great passers that ever played in the National Hockey League, absolutely. Over 1,000 assists, and of course, he's got 1,500 points in his NHL career. 5 years ago, like I said, yeah, sure. Now? No. Absolutely not. I'm not with it. Feel free to call in and give me your thoughts on this lovely Wednesday morning at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. The Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, in Medford this morning, here with you until 8 a.m. But seriously, Bruins fans, do me a favor. Be better than that. Seriously. Joe freaking Thornton, are you kidding me? of all options that we just talked about in the last segment. The last segment we talked about Chris Kreider and Tyler Toffoli being two very legitimate viable options. No problem. Joe Thornton? No. I'm going to give you another reason why. I wouldn't want him here. No. Number one, you want to talk about being a liability? Oh, my God. Defensively, yeah, this season, he sure as hell is. He's a minus 13. You really want to bring that in? No, I'm good. Thanks. No thanks. I'll pass. It's a hard pass for me. Like, no. Yeah, my answer is no. So, with that being said, can you give me a better idea than Joe Thornton? Okay. Let's say, for example, the Bruins, they miss out on both Chris Kreider and Tyler Toffoli.